expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The weather in California continues to cause havoc, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
California and Oregon are suffering from flooding after torrential rainfall has soaked the region. The rising Russian River has turned the community of Guerneville into an island. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan in Sonoma County.
The Russian River is rising so fast you can practically watch it creep over the pavement, submerging lane lines on the main road in and out of the town of Guerneville, which is now isolated.
According to authorities, only half of the 4,000 people ordered to evacuate have done so. Farther north in southern Oregon, Coastal Highway 101 has been closed due to too much flooding. Water-soaked earth beneath the highway caused it to crack and slide down toward the ocean. The damage is just north of the town of Brookings.
To control costs of research and development, BMW and Daimler have announced it would jointly be developing a self-driving vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is continuing to testify on Capitol Hill. Earlier this week, there was testimony on Capitol Hill that was an open hearing, though. During that hearing, Republican Congressman Jody Heiss of Georgia asked Cohen who helped him prepare for his testimony.
Did you or anyone else on your team cooperate with the Democrat Party in preparing for this hearing?
We've spoken to the party.
Okay. Did you prepare with Chairman Cummings or anyone on your team?
I'm sorry, what do you mean by prepare?
Prepare for this hearing.
Prepare? I prepared with my counsel.
Did you prepare with any, the Democrat majority or Chairman Cummings?
We spoke with Chairman Cummings and the party.
With Chairman Schiff?
Spoke with Chairman Schiff and his people as well.
Former head of the House Oversight Committee, Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah, on Democrats working with Cohen before the hearing.
Every single time this came up when I was the chairman, when we had meetings, when we had a witness coming in, every single time we brought the Democrats into the discussion, it was just absolutely out of protocol to do it without the Democrats. The fact that Michael Cohen, again, an admitted liar, but I don't know what to believe with him, is meeting with Schiff, the Democratic National Committee. He's talking to Elijah Cummings. Talk about collusion. That's the one part that I can point to say, oh, come on.
What's
that is so wrong.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com.
inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on 100 Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake, knowing why they were incarnated here on this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog of Wall Street.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. All fired up for the program today. Listen, we have a ton to go over on the program today. So many different stories happen, little bits of information, things that happen over the course of the week, which I'm dying to go over and discuss with everyone, because there's just, again, the mainstream media, they don't know how to cover most of these stories. They don't have a clue. They don't really look in deeply into what these things mean, from whether it be the wall or whether it be Uber or whether it be Sears and Kmart. There's so many great stories this past week and so many things that we've got to go over. But I've got to do some, I got to do some heavy lifting to start off the program today. I'm big with that. How many people out there, when they look at something, do they do the easy thing first and the hard thing last? I'm the exact opposite. Example, my workouts, leg day is Monday. Leg day, the toughest workout day of the week is going to be Monday. I always do the hardest thing first. We're going to conquer probably one of the more difficult things that I've had to conquer here on the program over the years. And the reason why we're talking about it today on the program is I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of questions. We're taking a look at many people's financial plans and the mess that's out there. It's so much just with the way that they've had their plan structured, the bad financial advisor, bad broker out there, but a mess when it comes to insurance. One of the things that we do, one of the things we do at Markowski Investments here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show, it's just stocks, bonds, real estate, college planning. Insurance is a huge part of your financial plan. Huge part. And over the years, what we've seen and what we've warned people about, and I'm sorry, insurance salesmen. That's right, insurance salesmen. What do insurance salesmen do? What is their goal? What is the goal of the insurance salesman? To sell you as much insurance as humanly possible. One of our rules to financial independence is you own the right amount of insurance. Not a penny more, not a penny less. And believe it or not, as the years go by, certain types of insurance that you had when you were younger and you had kids that were dependent upon you, well, you know what? You can get rid of a lot of that. It's not necessary. Insurance is not one of those set it and forget it type of things. I come down hard on insurance salesmen all the time here on the program. Come down very, very hard on the insurance salesman. Actually wrote a column. So, wow, it's got to be almost 15, 16 years ago. And one of my favorite comedic movies of all time is Groundhog Day. And the portrayal of the insurance salesman. Everybody remember Needle Nose Ned Ryerson? Remember?
Bill? Bill Connors? Do you have life insurance, Bill? Because if you do, I bet you could use more. Who couldn't? But I got a feeling you don't have any. Am I right? Am I right?
And I remember Bill Murray wants to get away from Ned.
Ned, I'd love to talk to you, but I really got to. Hey, that's okay. I'll work with you. When I see an opportunity, I charge it like a bull. Ned the Bull, that's me now. Some of my friends live by actuarial tables, but I think it's all a crapshoot anyhow. Ever heard of single premium life? That could be the ticket for you, buddy. God, it's good to see you. Hey, what are you doing for dinner? I love that scene. That keeps coming back day after day after day with Groundhog Day, and many of you, maybe many of you feel the same way that Bill Connors feels. You're constantly getting pitched by insurance salesmen all the time, various different products that they're trying to sell you, depending upon what's happening in the world. Back in 2010, I did a we did a sting operation. I'm not kidding. We did a real-life sting operation. It was the Watchdog on Wall Street show and the television show Inside Edition. We actually had hidden cameras and microphones, and we hired this cute senior citizen, this little old lady who was there to play the victim. And, of course, you had the insurance salesman come in and try to sell her a ridiculous high commission, I don't know, variable index product. He actually drove her to the ATM machine to get the money out, cash, to get the policy going. But anyway, you need to get an insurance review. You have to get an insurance review. Insurance policies that, quite frankly, we've been warning people about going back for decades are imploding all over the place. Many people bought these universal life policies that have now turned into ticking time bombs. Their premiums continue to go through the roof. Now, I admit, okay, let's just say my bias is against the insurance industry and how the products are sold goes back to my college years. My second semester senior year, I wanted to get an internship. Now, unlike most of my friends and kids I went to school with that had very wealthy families that spent their summers living in New York City on mom and dad's dime, working for investment firms and having all these fancy pants internships. Now, I couldn't afford to do that. But I got an internship working at the Equitable Life Insurance Company, not to mention it was 6 credits. That's 2 classes. Save me some time. So I had to go downtown Syracuse to the Equitable Life Insurance Company. What was it? It was 3 days a week? 3 days a week. Yeah, I had my cheap suits that I had bought at Marshall's Discount Outlet, thanks to my Aunt Virginia. She always helped me out when I needed it. And, you know, I went in and I sat and I learned. The internship was fine as far as internships could go. And let's be honest here. Most internships are unpaid slave labor. We have interns at Markowski Investments and the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I've had plenty of interns. Guess what? They're all paid. Anyway, most of the work that I started off with was just kind of boring stuff. Organizing, stuffing envelopes. Tedious stuff, but like anything else, I have the belief that any job that you do, you treat that job like it's your own business. One morning, I must have been about 2 to 3 weeks into the internship. My bosses called me into the conference room, sat me down, and they're sitting there across from me. They're telling me what a great job,
what a great job I was doing. Because of all my hard work, they saw potential in me. They're pressing my buttons. They're salespeople. They agreed to let me start studying for my insurance exams, my licensing exam. And this, I had a smile ear to ear. I'm like, wow, I can, you know, I'm in college still, and I can get a jump start getting these licenses and put this on my resume when I graduate. This is fantastic. I thought I hit the jackpot. I was so excited. Now, after buttering me up and stroking my ego for about a good 30 minutes, they started to pitch me on the extraordinary benefits of purchasing a variable life insurance policy for myself. I was a naive college kid. Okay, I didn't know that. I mean, I understood business. I was a hard worker, but I was naive. And obviously, I was intrigued at all of the money that would come my way, but they're telling me for a mere $75 a month. Now, again, $75 a month, that was a decent chunk of change way back when. Yeah, I'm bartending and waiting tables and saving money to make ends meet. So I was sold on the idea. They eventually sold me on the idea. And I also, you know what they wanted? They wanted the names and numbers of my relatives so that they could call them up and get them into this can't-miss opportunity. So, there I go, smiling ear to ear. I got a skip in my step. I'm all happy. I got all of the paperwork and all the shiny, happy brochures. And off I went. I had to catch the bus back up to campus because I had to wait tables, and then I had a bartend that night. Well, was I given a lesson? Was I given a lesson when I got there to the restaurant bar that I worked at? You know what? I'm going to take a break right now. I'm going to continue on with my little insurance story when we get back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the one, the only, the longest running financial program in all the land. That's us. The one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Get there. Take advantage of all of the great stuff that we have there at our site. One of the things that we're helping people out with in particular right now is insurance reviews. Okay, so all that stuff's free right there at the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad.
I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way...
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street. So back to my story. Okay. Yeah, those days you just think everything's going your way and you're just, the world is opening up to you. And everything is awesome. Everything is awesome. Prior to the Legos, I probably was humming a similar tune in my head. Everything is awesome. Also, I leave the Equitable in downtown Syracuse, and I head up to Fagan's Pub. Fagan's Pub in Syracuse, New York, up on the hill. Had to wait tables for dinner, and I was going to be bartending that night. Okay. Had all this stuff with me. And I'm down in the basement office there, ironing my shirt, getting ready for my shift. And my boss walks in. Now, my boss, his family owns a myriad of businesses up on the hill up at Syracuse. Anybody familiar with Syracuse University? With Fagan's going to be familiar with the Varsity. It's his family, and I had a great deal of respect for my employer. And again, I decided to talk to him, decided to tell him what I was doing at the internship and this great investment I was getting into. And, you know, come to think about it, in hindsight, I was probably looking for his approval. I was probably trying to impress him with my business acumen. Guess what? I didn't get it. I didn't get it. My employer looks at me, he says, Chris, what the hell do you need life insurance for? You got any dependents? You don't have any. He asked me about the fees that were involved. He asked me if I could afford it. He asked me what the penalties would be if I missed a payment. Of course, I couldn't answer any of those questions. And of course, the salesman, my bosses, my ego-stroking mentors back at the Equitable Life Insurance Company, they didn't address those. And I started to feel pretty stupid. Now, next week comes, I gotta go to the internship. And I'm going with a little fear and trepidation. Of course, I walk in the door and I met with this big warm welcome. Big warm welcome from my bosses and mentors. Hey, Chris, did you bring all that paperwork in?
I've got a couple of questions. Well, what'd you think happened? Now, to make a long story short, I never did buy that insurance policy. I also never did get the books promised to me, and they never allowed me to get or take or sit for any of the licensing exams, even though, again, I worked my butt off. I did spend the rest of my internship cold calling numbers from the Syracuse phone book. At the time, I felt like I was in hell. I did. I hated it. I absolutely hated it. But again, I did everything I was told and I worked my butt off. And guess what? In retrospect, looking back at it, that experience was invaluable. Insurance products need to be explained by a fiduciary. Someone who must put their client's interest above their own. Not a damn salesman. And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate emails from the insurance guys out there, but you are what you are. You are a salesman. You're there to sell as much insurance as humanly, as much as you can convince someone to buy. You are there to sell. You're not a fiduciary. What we're recommending everyone to do is to get an intense review of your insurance, your existing insurance portfolio. I know. I'm offering up. Hey, everybody, we here at Markowski Investments and the Watchdog on Wall Street Show are offering up root canals. Come on down. We don't make it that difficult. We don't. I know it sounds awful. I know it sounds tedious. But when we start going over it, we start saving you a fortune, you're going to be happy. You're going to be thrilled. You know, to be honest with you, I didn't mention this. One of the things we've been doing lately at Markowski Investments, one of the recent purchases, expansions we're making, is we're actually bringing in insurance salesmen under our wing and, explaining them and getting them licensed to do the right thing, to become fiduciaries, to do the right thing by their clients. And it's a new area that we're kind of delving into over here at Markowski Investments. Again, any of you people out there that are in that industry that, hey, you want out? You want to start doing the right thing? You're tired of that damn hamster wheel that you're on? Well, we can help you as well. I'm going to take another quick break here. When we get back, I got to get into another topic when it comes to insurance. I told you, we're doing all the heavy lifting here at the beginning of the program. All right? Got to talk a little bit about long-term care. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Of course, the one, the only host of this program now for 20 years, Chris Markowski. Our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get there. Take advantage of all the great stuff we have. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israel's Attorney General plans to charge Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, raising pressure on the premier ahead of the April elections. President Trump is on his way back to Washington after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended with no new agreement on stopping the North's nuclear weapons program. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the president's trip.
It was smart to bring Kim Jong-un to Singapore and to Vietnam, to expose the North Korean delegation to the kind of economic prosperity that could be possible if he were to choose a new path. High-level diplomacy can carry high-level risk, but the president is to be commended for walking away when it became clear insufficient progress had been made on denuclearization.
Kia and Hyundai recall over 500,000 cars due to a potential engine fire risk. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Okay. Now, this next topic, wrote a column about it last year. It was in our newsletter. And I have a difficult time talking about this. I do because I've dealt with it personally, and I know many of the people listening to this program right now have dealt with it personally. I know it's something you don't even like to think about. You don't. I know I don't. I know I don't. It is what scares the hell out of me. Lighten things up here with this. Back an old comedic skit long time ago, Chris Rock back in the day had a line. He said, insurance is something you buy in case bad beep happens. Right. And nobody wants to think about bad things happening to themselves or their loved ones. We all know, though, it is naive. It is irresponsible to pretend that they cannot. My aunt Virginia, one of my favorite individuals in the world. I had a great, an awesome Italian upbringing. I did. Anybody watch the comedian Sebastian Maniscalco? There's a lot of that in my upbringing. Okay, but I had my aunt and my grandmother lived right next door. We had almost identical houses, shared a yard, big garden in the back. I used to call my grandmother Nanny, kind of like Nonna in Italian. And when I was a baby, I couldn't pronounce Virginia, so it was Giggy. So it was Aunt Giggy, and it always stuck. And they were the ones that would take me at 6 o'clock in the morning in the summertime to the church because I had to be an altar boy every single day. They're the ones that made all the. My aunt was such an unbelievable baker. The pies and the cannolis and all the stuff, the ricotta cheesecake, all these things, these wonderful things. It was a great upbringing. We were always in each other's business all the time, and it was awesome. But I watched both my Aunt Virginia and my grandmother go through dementia. And as a family, we rallied and did everything we could for as long as we could to keep them at home, to keep them in the house. And it got to a point where it was too much. We needed help. And eventually they had to go into facilities. I don't even like thinking about this stuff. How many people out there going through this? How many people have gone through this? This is the type of thing that scares the hell out of me. I mean, I'm constantly reading about Alzheimer's. That's where I constantly like to give money to when it comes to charity. I work out like a nut job. Read all the time. Trying to, do everything and anything I can so this doesn't happen to me. I recommend this to all of my clients. How often do you hear me lecturing people here on the show? The importance of working out and staying in shape and keeping your mind active. That's an issue when people retire and they stop doing things. Then it's not good. Your muscles, your brain is a muscle too, in essence. You got to keep working it out. The reality is all of these things that I'm doing, it's no guarantee. No guarantee. I know this. And I know I'm a bit of a nag here on the program when it comes to this stuff and the importance of taking care of oneself. There was a recent report by the Employee Benefit Research Institute on healthcare expenses in retirement. And it's backed up what we've been warning people about for a long time. According to the report, a couple 65 years old with a median prescription drug expense, get this, would need $296,000 in savings to have a 50% chance of having enough on hand to cover their health care expenses in retirement. If they wanted a 90% odds of covering those costs, they would need $400,000 in savings. And believe it or not, this report doesn't even go far enough because it doesn't factor in long-term care expenses. We can all say that it's not going to happen to me. You want a fact before we have to go into break? This is a fact. 7 out of 10 people will need some form of long-term care at some point in time after the age of 65. 7 out of 10. Have to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. Four-star Air Force General Joseph Leniel took to social media to apologize for a uniform gaffe committed while attending President Trump's annual address before Congress. Quote, "A not-so-funny thing happened on the way to the State of the Union last night," Leniel said, who serves as Chief of the National Guard Bureau. He wrote the next day on his official Facebook page, "If you look closely, you'll see that the ribbons on my uniform jacket are upside down." The mistake, in which Leniel wore his highest president awards on the bottom row, had already been spotted by eagle-eyed viewers after he was briefly shown during the televised address. Quote, "I missed it, plain and simple," he said on his Facebook post. Quote, "I hope this is a lesson for everybody who wears a uniform, and really for anyone. They put erasers on pencils for a reason. When you make a mistake or miss a detail, own it and move on. You know, the good general is right, but what a goof. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel."
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Listen, I do not want this program to turn into the nag on Wall Street show. One of my great fears. It is. You got to put yourself in my position. I've been doing this now for almost 20 years. 20 years. And over that period of time, again, many of the things that we've discussed here on the program, they're timeless. I have to repeat them. I do. And some of the things as of late, I predicted them, but they're all becoming reality. We've talked about the changing retirement landscape and the fact that people are living longer and healthier lives. The demise of pensions. Social Security going by the wayside. All of these things are enormously important. One of the things that has become quite apparent is that people are just not realizing. Or they're just, again, I get it, though. I'm human, too. Okay? It's not something anybody wants to think about. It isn't. People failing to realize or ignore long-term health care expenses. Again, 7 out of 10 people will need some form of long-term care at some point in their life after 65. And all of that money that you save and you built up and all of this wealth that you've created that you want to give to your kids, you want to give to your grandkids, is going to go away fast. It's going to disappear very, very quickly. The national median cost per month in 2018 for an assisted living facility was $4,000 a month. The cost of nursing home care for a semi-private room, $7,400. Private room, $8,300. Now, if we take inflation into account over the next 5 years, it will cost over $485,000 for you or a family member to stay in a semi-private nursing home room for a 5 year period. This is starting in 2019. For you and a spouse, the cost can be nearly $1 million. And can, obviously going to exceed $1 million if you have to stay longer or need a higher level of care. Again, I know. You're like, why the hell? Why am I not listening to sports radio right now? Why the hell am I listening to Markowski? I listen, people, I get it. I get it. I'd rather be talking about the national championship game than this right now. But I'm sorry, but this is a little bit more important. I'm going to take a quick break. I want to remind everybody, take advantage of our financial planning kits, our insurance review kits. They're all available there at our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back. You take it on the road.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, bear with me here. Okay, this is it. I promise. I won't talk anymore about insurance, long-term care, or any of this stuff for the rest of the program. I promise. This is it. Last segment, and then we're going to move on. Then I'm going to get crazy nuts throughout the rest of the program. But I have to get through this. Some of the things that we're seeing at Markowski Investment, the problems that individuals have been encountering when looking into long-term care options, are the same old crap, meaning the same old Ned Ryerson crap. People being sold overpriced policies with multiple add-ons that might be necessary for some people, but certainly not for everyone. Again, I'm gonna reiterate this. Bad financial planning idea number 10,473. Hiring an insurance salesman that resembles Ed Ryerson, whose modus operandi is selling as much insurance as they possibly can, not putting your interest first, as a fiduciary would. Rule number 17, again, Markowski Investments rules for financial independence. You own the right amount of insurance and not a bit more. There are way too many people that are under the belief that if they are not prepared for long-term care, Medicaid will step in and pay for it. The reality is that Medicaid will only pay for nursing home care for low-income individuals that have already spent most of their assets. And also be aware that some of the facilities that Medicaid will pay for have that certain Soviet Union-esque quality associated with them. Many people who need long-term care never qualify for Medicaid assistance. Here's another bad financial planning idea. If you've saved up considerable retirement assets that you want to pass on to your family, I will assure you that you try spending down what you've worked for in order to get poor, so you can then let the government decide when and if you receive care in a facility named after Joseph Stalin, more often than not, is not very smart. Another misconception that many people who are unfamiliar with long-term care insurance is the belief that they are, in essence, again, I get it, you're sentencing yourself to a nursing home in your latter years. The reality is that only one aspect of what long-term care can provide to you. The ideal, in many cases, it can be the best means to avoid staying in a nursing home. And instead, you can actually receive care in your own home. If you want to avoid going to a nursing home, you might want to start looking into this, if that is a priority for you. Long-term care policies can provide various different types of home services, and certain policies may pay out even to family members who provide caregiving services to the policy owner. Yeah, may get money for your relatives to help you. This is obviously certain requirements need to be met. If you have long-term care insurance and you're comfortable with the idea of moving into either a nursing home or an assisted living facility, then you can rest assured that you have the freedom to choose what facility and what level of care that you're comfortable with. Not to mention, certain policies can provide effectively 10 times the amount of care that you pay in premium, while at the same time returning all of your premium back to your family if you don't end up needing any care. Listen, again, I said I can't do this throughout the entire program. It's tough for me. I see the stuff. I dealt with this stuff. I swore to my wife. I said, first time I start losing my memory, any signs of dementia, I tell my wife I'm going on a fishing trip and I'm not coming home because I don't want to deal with it. Man, it's a part of life, people. God willing, they come up with advances to help with this. And hopefully everybody out there has been listening to me over the years here on the program when I lecture you about the importance of staying in shape and taking care of yourself, doing everything and anything you can to avoid all of that. If you are, you're a baby boomer, planning to retire soon, still working, have an aging parent, you really need to ask yourself, is there a plan in place to pay for all this care? Think not. Think about the burden placed on the younger generation when the parents don't have sufficient resources to pay for the expenses. Got middle-aged children paying out thousands of dollars a month for care. How many people are like me that don't want, I'm out there listening like me, I can't rely upon anyone. Take responsibility for everything. One of the things that scares me the most in the world is being a burden on anyone. I know that's how I feel. Anyway, whether you think it's best to self-insure, purchase traditional long-term care, or a combination life long-term care insurance policy, you want to factor in the cost. And that's what we do. Do yourself and your family a favor and don't procrastinate here. We're here to help you. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. I promise it won't be like a root canal. I promise. We'll crack jokes the entire time we're helping you out. Gotta take a break. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A second bill on gun background checks is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House. Democrats pushed through the measure yesterday that would expand background checks, and the second bill gives federal officials more time to conduct the background investigations. Neither of the measures are expected to get through the Republican-led Senate. North Korea contradicted President Trump's account of how the second nuclear summit between the United States and North Korea unraveled. The North Korean foreign minister says they made reasonable proposals for partial sanction relief that the United States rejected. With his opinion on how the summit went, former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson.
Well, it was a setback for both sides, but I think the president was right in walking away. The North Koreans have committed complete denuclearization, and they're far from wanting to do that.
Richardson was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows.